I'm still working on Matthew. I've skipped back to before the Sermon on the Mount now. But we'll get through it all in the end. So Matthew 4, verse 12 to 22. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So Matthew takes Jesus from Judea up to Galilee. We can see right at the beginning of his ministry how Jesus is driven out of the centre of the Jewish faith in Jerusalem and Judea after Herod's arrest of John the Baptist and into Jewish Gentile territory. So we find him there on the margins of Jewish society, preaching the same message that John the Baptist was: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is upon you." And Jesus calls to himself four men: Simon Peter, Andrew, James and John. Fishermen. Normal men. Normal men whose lives were about to be turned upside down in a quest for God. Looking back with the benefit of hindsight, we can see before them 3 years of watching Jesus, walking with Jesus, listening to Jesus, learning from Jesus. They're going to see miracles. They're going to do miracles. They're going to come into conflict with the authorities. They're going to run and hide as the one that they're now choosing to follow is crucified at the request of their spiritual leaders and at the hands of their political masters. They're going to be amazed as he rises from death. And they're going to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and spend the rest of their lives talking about this man. They didn't know any of that. All they knew was that this Jesus was calling them. We can only guess at what it must have been that made them leave everything behind to follow him. Some sense of authority, perhaps? Curiosity? Or did they see in him and feel from him something of God? Today, as Jesus lives and walks and works in this world, he still calls us. Not just the call to a particular ministry or task or activity, but the call to leave the world behind and follow him. We don't know what wonders and wisdom and challenges lie ahead, although that we know that there will be many. Are we prepared to step out as these four men did, leaving behind the comfort and security that we know, to join in God's work? Are we going to follow him, to take his yoke upon us, to learn from him, to trust him, even to suffer with him, and to join him in glory? The disciples were normal people, people like us. They didn't know what great experiences they were about to have. They didn't know that they were going to let Jesus down. Remember how they slept when they should have prayed, they ran when they should have stayed, they denied when they should have confessed, they were rebuked many times for their lack of faith. They didn't know any of that was going to happen. But that was okay, because ultimately none of that mattered. What mattered was this moment when Jesus called them and they answered that call. The disciples might not have known what was going to happen, but Jesus did. At the Last Supper he said to them, "Tonight you will all lose faith because of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.' but after I am raised, I shall go ahead of you into Galilee." Jesus knew these men better than they knew themselves, and yet, knowing that they would let him down, he chose to eat that Last Supper with them. He chose to share with them the new covenant, and he chose to give them a promise for the future. They'd answered his call to go with him, and he would stay with them. He does the same for us. If we've answered that call to follow Jesus, he offers us this table, his body broken for us, his blood shed for us, a covenant of love and forgiveness and promise in spite of all our weaknesses. All he asks as we receive it is that we acknowledge him and that we share in that love and forgiveness with one another. We're going to sing again. I told you it'd be a short one.